Only a small number of schools attempted the 60% supermajority they would need to override the tax cap, but of those 36 schools, more than three-quarters won the votes they need to raise spending. The tax cap is based in part on the rate of inflation, which is at near 0% this year. The School Boards Association's Tim Creamer says the schools had health care, salary, and other costs that increased beyond that.
These were districts that felt as if, you know, we just can't live within our cap. We just... it's too tight. And to what extent other districts would now be compelled to roll the dice, I'm not so sure.
But he says it shows some voters are willing to say that the cap is onerous, and he predicts more communities may be willing to approve higher spending for their schools. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.